was down to a guy called Bill Harp, and Bill Harp was the festival director. They had an opening festival in 67. The cathedral was opened, and then they did a two-week arts festival. And he said, look, if you've got this amazing piece of architecture, I think it was known that it was going to be so controversial just because of its design in a sort of brutalist architectural style was going to shock people. And he said, well, look, you know, if we're being that bold with the architecture, we need a piece of bold, experimental, challenging music to go along with it. And they agreed. And it would be like, I suppose, today if you opened a new cathedral, getting the most extreme grime artist to come and do a gig. Bill used the argument that using electronic music was the future, and he cited the Doctor Who theme, and he said, look, kids love this stuff, it's very popular, this is the future, and they bought it. When Bill presented that programme, the first half was a more conventional piece by a composer called Cavalli, who's a Baroque composer. But interestingly, both pieces, that and the Pierre Omri that was performed, were accompanied by contemporary dance. It's the first electronic mass, and it's the first time that a mass had been accompanied by contemporary dance.
What does that tell us about Liverpool at the time? Liverpool was a kind of forward-thinking city in the 60s. I mean, is this just sort of emblematic of that, really?
Well, I think this year particularly, it's 1967. Okay, the Beatles produced Sgt. Pepper in London, but the song, the LP is very much their reflection on Liverpool and growing up in the city. But formally, very, very abstract in parts. They were actually using bits of music concrete in their own compositions. The same year, the Mersey Poets published The Mersey Sound, and then we had Yoko Ono performing at the Blue Coat with a very sort of full-on Fluxus performance. So all this stuff was happening in 67. I would say that's the year the underground went mainstream, and you can see it in these three examples of things that happened in Liverpool. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of law. He basically recorded the human voice, so it's somebody actually reciting the Catholic Mass, the six movements of the Catholic Mass. But then what he does, he manipulates the tape, because all this, remember, this is all pre-digital, all done on analog tape, cut up and reassembled. So he's putting this acoustically recorded music through these different processes, and to create a very sort of echoey, disjointed piece of music. There's no beat, so you can't tap your foot to it. But it's very sort of transcendental, and I think it sort of draws you in. There's going to be 40 speakers around the spaces with these sounds coming out of each speaker, each will be different. It's as if the sort of mass has been thrown up in the air and then reassembled in bits. Towards the end, the communion bit, which becomes very, very powerful, and I think in the context of a massive space of the cathedral, it's going to be quite overwhelming.
He was inspired by Buddhist chanting, wasn't he?
Yes, like many of those musicians of that period, they're interested in Eastern religions and different philosophies.
Didn't they believe in a kind of world within worlds? You know, if you bent sound and manipulated sound, you were almost accessing a whole other dimension.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Mark Goodall, who is the person who we're fortunate that he came up with this idea to recreate the piece, that's one of his sort of theses, that this music aspires to have another dimension by putting it on in a cathedral and it being based on the mass. It does beg sort of questions about what is the spiritual in music. And I think it's quite a reverential piece, although, but he's coming from a devout Catholic position himself. And I think
Pierre Henry is.
Yes, and I think because his father had died that year, it affects him badly. And you can almost see this as a very spiritual, personal spiritual piece of music that that he's creating. Thank you.